This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Ha'abam. We're continuing Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua, Simen Lamed Beis. We are up to Sif Beis. So, Rabbi Yeager told me that the Seifrim say it takes about 8 hours to write a pair of tefillin. So it's going to be tough not to talk at all, b'shum dibur klal, in between. So I never heard that you could buy a pair of tefillin that the Seifer did not speak out at all in between. But I'm sure if it was possible to do... Right. So I'm sure if it was possible to do, they would figure out a way to market it. So the fact that nobody ever heard about it, that means it's probably not available. If it was, you would know about it. Sif Beis. Shel Roish yichtoiv kol achas beklaf levada. In the Shel Roish, you should write each parsha in a separate klaf. The Shel Yad kozim kol meklaf echad. In the Shel Yad, you write them all on one klaf. So what's the reason for this? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Beklaf echad. Midechsiv v'haya la'ois al yadcha. As it says, it should be a sign on your hand. Demashma ois echad. One sign. Kolomer bayis echad. One bayis. Ukeshem shu ois echad mi bachutz. Just like it's one sign on the outside. Kach yesh li ois lechatchila ois echad mi bifnim. It should also be one ois on the inside. Shetia klaf echad. Should be on one klaf. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha, that the Shel Roish should be on separate klaf and the Shel Yad on separate on one klaf, that's learned out from the pasuk. Because since the Shel Yad should be one ois means one bias, so the same way it's one bias on the outside and one ois on the outside, so it should be one ois on the inside. Avav Shel Roish sheyesh by dalet batim, but in the Shel Roish, where the pasuk says, and therefore, it seems like it's supposed to be four batim, so therefore the parshas need to be written on four klaf. Now, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, how do you know that the Shel Roish is four batim? That the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say what the makar of that is. Now it's interesting. Well, let's finish on the Mishnah Berurah. V'chol zarak lecharchila. This is all lecharchila. Now the Dershu says when the Mishnah Berurah says that this is lecharchila, it's lecharchila that the parshios of the Shel Yad are on one klaf and the Shel Roish on four klaf. But regarding the ois mi bachutz, that the Shel Yad is one bais and the Shel Roish is four batim, the Shulchan Aruch says later on in Simem Zayin that it's ma'akev. Therefore, if the Shel Yad has four batim, it's not good. It has to be one ois from the outside. That's definitely ma'akev. What's not ma'akev is the parshi ois. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Chumash Yisrael, Kol Hakamim Simem Zayim." Bedad, the tefillin Shel Yad tzarech liyos gamkin kasev davka bedalet amudim. The tefillin Shel Yad that we say is on one klaf, but it's on four amudim. On four columns, kol parsha ba'amud acher. Each parsha on a different amud. So now, this is the halachic reason. We once said over in the past, from the Vilna Gaon, that what's the reason that the Shel Yad is one bayis and the Shel Roish is four batim? So there's an idea as follows, that the purpose of tefillin is to subjugate one's senses to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now there are five senses. There's a sense of sight, smell, hearing, taste, touch. So you have four senses on your head. Sight, smell, hearing, and taste. And you have one sense in your hand, touch. So the Gra says, therefore, the Tefillin Shel Roish has four batim to subjugate the four chushim, and the Tefillin Shel Yad has one bias to subjugate the one sense. So from here we learn the purpose of the tefillin is to subjugate the chushim. Some want to say, based on that, that that's one of the reasons why you have to say Kriya Shema wearing tefillin. It's not just because you're saying ukshartem and you have to tie it. Because the whole purpose of saying, of wearing tefillin, is to subjugate your senses to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is also one of the purposes of saying Shema. We know that when a person says Shema, they cover their eyes with the five fingers. Rabbeinu Bechaye writes that the five fingers correspond to the five senses. Each finger is meshamesh another sense. So the pinky fits conveniently in the ear. So you could get the pinky in the ear. And the next finger over is for the the mouth. Somebody has something on their mouth. They usually... one second. We'll go to the middle finger for a moment. The middle finger is for touch. It's the longest and it's the widest. So it has the greatest surface area for touch. The next finger fits conveniently in the nose. Don't try it at home, but that's the tachlis of that finger. The goydel is for the mouth. The people have something in their mouth, they wipe it with the thumb. And this finger is the eye. That's what Rabbeinu Bechaye writes. Some even write the numerical value of Zeres, Kmitza, Ama, Etzba, Goydel is the same as Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that's a remez that you cover your eyes. You cover your eyes with your five fingers when you say Shema because you're subjugating your senses to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore the tefillin Shel Roish has four batim because the Roish has four senses. The tefillin Shel Yad is one bias because the tefillin Shel Yad is one sense. Okay, Rabbi Isai. That's what we have today. We'll continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow in Sif Gimel. Wishing you a wonderful day. Afreilich and Chanukah. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.